Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus is the way to God because he is the truth from God and the life from God. He is the truth because he embodies God's supreme revelation. He is the life because he contains and imparts divine life. He not only shows people the way, but he is the way. In this connection, the truth will have saving significance. It will point to Jesus' utter dependability, but also to the saving truth of the gospel. The life will likewise take its content from the gospel. Jesus is both life and the source of life to believers. Jesus was not saying that he was one way to God among many. He was not saying that he pointed the way to God either. He said that no one comes to God the Father but through faith in him. This means that religions that assign Jesus a role that is different from the one that the Bible gives him do not bring people to God or eternal life. This was an exclusive claim to being the only way to heaven. It is only because of whom Jesus Christ is and his work on the cross that anyone can enter heaven. Since he has come, it is only through faith in the promise of God that his cross work satisfied the Father that anyone experiences regeneration. Since he has come, rejection of God's revelation through him results in eternal damnation.